Welcome to House Matters, the program that highlights happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, government reiterates the importance of integrity in sport, fair play, and the maintenance of a doping-free sporting environment. Stay with us.
GIS is 50 years old. Join us as we relive history with radio programs from our archives. GIS 50, an agency on a mission.
By now, you may be aware that five Jamaican athletes have tested positive for a banned substance following tests conducted by the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, during the junior and senior trials, which were held at the National Stadium last month. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller, in a statement to Parliament on the issue, has urged Jamaicans to refrain from making judgments and conclusions about what has been reported in the media.
We stand by our athletes and value the significant contributions they make towards engendering national pride. However, as a country, we reiterate the importance of integrity in sport, fair play, and the maintenance of a doping-free sporting environment. Let us not be disheartened. Let us continue to allow the results management process to run its course.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller told the House that JADCO has sent written notifications to all the athletes. One was hand-delivered on July 11, 2013, and the other four were sent via email on July 12 and 13. To date, only two athletes have acknowledged receipt of the notifications. She pointed out that all affected athletes are to provide a response to the notification by Friday, July 19, 2013, and to indicate if he or she requires his or her B sample to be analyzed.
Let us continue to allow the results management process to run its course.
The Prime Minister explains that JADCO has the authority to test all athletes in Jamaica, including local and international athletes. An act to repeal the Defamation Act and the Libel and Slander Act, also known as the Defamation Bill, was passed in the Senate last Friday. The bill addresses inadequacies in the existing libel law and promotes speedy and non-litigious methods of resolving disputes. Among the provisions are the abolition of the distinction between libel and slander and the establishment of one single cause of action to be known as defamation, abolition of the law relating to criminal libel, introduction of the defense of innocent dissemination, and introduction of new remedies such as declaratory order and a correction order. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding, in his contribution to the debate, reiterated the call made by Minister with Responsibility for Information, Senator Sandra Faulkner, for the establishment of a Media Complaints Council. In her contribution to the opening of the debate on the bill earlier this month, Ms. Faulkner stated that such a body will accommodate persons seeking redress for damage done to their reputation. This due to media publications without having to resort to court action.
I think the point about the press complaints body is a really fundamental point. I think that for most people, if there's an effective complaints procedure and mechanism for dealing with issues that affect them in the media, that is a less costly, simpler, more consumer-friendly approach to dealing with those problems.
Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding. Senator Golding said the time has come for the Jamaican media to get together and exhibit the level of responsibility, to put whatever divisions may have in the past prevented it from becoming a reality and bring it forth.
Because I do think that the Jamaican public will benefit in great measure by an effective complaints body in the press industry.
Senator Lambert Brown, in joining the call, urged media houses to practice responsible journalism.
If we practice responsible journalism, the likelihood of a successful suit for defamation, it disappears. That is what we need to do.
The bill was passed in the Senate with 10 amendments. It was tabled in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.